NPR Music's First Listen gives us a chance to hear an album in its entirety before it is released. Those upcoming albums are featured on our website after the hosts of NPR's All Songs Considered help choose them. Today, Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton have some new music from Molly and the band Tanarawin.
Good morning, Robin Hilton.
Good morning, Bob.
So this morning, I'm driving into work, right, knowing we're going to have this conversation about Tanarawin, and there was a vehicle driving in front of me. You've got to look at this picture I took.
Oh, it's the Touareg, the Volkswagen Touareg SUV.
This is how much Tanarawin has started to seep into our culture. The Touaregs are nomadic people from northern Mali, the Saharan Desert, surrounding regions. This band Tanarawin has been together in some form or another since the late 70s. They play this very drony, hypnotic sort of music. And when you listen to it, you can really hear a connection with rock and roll music, but there's a lot of tradition in Tanarawin's music too.
Many Tuaregs have been advocating for, in some cases fighting for, their own independent nation for decades. The members of this band used to be actual rebel fighters. As you can imagine, their music has been very political in the past. And on this new record, the songs touch on some of those familiar themes, talking about the feelings that they've been left with after so many decades of unrest.
And all of this is in Tamashek, the language that they sing. But in reading the English words, right, you can see there's lots of metaphors and so forth that do look inward.
And the song we're listening to right now, they sing in that native language. Today's love is like a mirage. The closer you get, the further it goes away.
So Tanarawin have always recorded in Africa, mostly northern Africa. Last record they made a studio in a tent. This time, because of all the turmoil in northern Mali, they decided to make a record somewhere else, and they came to America, to Joshua Tree, California, to record the record still in a desert because they pretty much know no other way to do it. That's always the way they've made their records.
They say that they thought that the air was different in the Mojave Desert. They sat around, they ate burritos, they watched Western movies, and they ended up with a record that's a lot more laid back than some of their earlier recordings. In fact, the title of this record, Imar, means heat on the breeze, and it has this sort of languid feel to the music.
Amazing band, and another great record from them.
All Songs Considered co-hosts Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton talking about the latest from Tanarawin. You can hear the new album at npr.org/music.